Welcome back to WCRB In Concert with Mistral. I'm Kathy Fuller. Flutist Julie Skolnick founded the chamber ensemble Mistral, determined to break down barriers between the audience and the performers. Conversation goes a long way in doing that. There's often a question and answer period after intermission, invariably full of hilarity and good stories, she says. The group's motto? Unstuffy, unpredictable, unmatched. And as for the name, Mistral, well, there's this wind in France that blows down through the Rhone Valley to the Mediterranean. It's called the Mistral, and for the French, it holds a kind of mythic and mysterious power.
The fact that I'm a wind player and my husband is in wind energy and we're Francophiles, it all kind of tied in with the wind. But the main inspiration was from the movie Chocolat, if you remember, how the whole village always kept talking about the Mistral wind and how it got under your skin and you never felt the same again. That was really what I had in mind when we came up with the name.
And for this French program, Love in the Belle Époque, here are flutist Julie Skolnick and her daughter, Sophie Skolnick-Brower, with Debussy's Beau Soir. Flutist Julie Skolnick and pianist Sophie Skolnick-Brower, mother and daughter, with music by Debussy, his song Beau Soir, Beautiful Evening, arranged for flute. I'm Kathy Fuller. This is WCRB In Concert with Mistral. Well, there's a very passionate story behind Fauré's charming little pieces for piano four hands called the Dolly Suite. He wrote them as birthday presents for a little girl with the nickname Dolly. She was the daughter of a beautiful singer, Emma Bardach. Fauré had a passionate affair with Emma. Years later, by the way, she became the wife of Debussy. Well, here are two of the little pieces from Fauré's Dolly Suite, Berceuse, a cradle song, and the Spanish dance, Le Pas Espagnol. Sophie Skolnick-Brower and Alexander Polikov. pianist Sophie Skolnick-Brower and Alexander Polikov playing two pieces from Fauré's Dolly Suite for piano, four hands, the Berceuse and Le Pas Espagnol. The chamber music ensemble Mistral offered that as part of their program called Love in the Belle Époque. Mistral is into their 20th anniversary celebration this season. Their next concert comes up next weekend, April 8th and 9th. Find out about it at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Just click on Programs and then In Concert. Well, you cannot do a concert called Love in the Belle Époque without a chanson or two. And for this, baritone David McFerrin offered up some haunting songs. Here is Fauré's Chanson d'amour, Song of Love. I love your voice. I love the strange charm of all you say. Oh, my rebel, my dear angel, my inferno, and my paradise.
J'aime tes yeux, j'aime ton front, oh ma rebelle, oh ma farouche. J'aime tes yeux, j'aime ta bouche, où mes baisers épuiseront. J'aime ta voix, j'aime l'étrange grâce de tout ce que tu dis. Oh, ma rebelle, oh, mon cher ange, mon enfer et mon paradis. J'aime tes yeux, j'aime ton front. Oh, ma rebelle, ma farouche. J'aime tes yeux, j'aime ta bouche, où mes baisers s'épuiseront. Jusqu'à tes cheveux, ô toi vers qui monte mes voeux, ô ma farouche, ô ma rebelle. J'aime tes yeux, j'aime ton front, ô ma rebelle, ô ma farouche. J'aime tes yeux, j'aime ta bouche, où mes baisers s'épuiseront.
Baritone David McFerrin, the pianist Sophie Skolnick-Brower, Fauré's Chanson d'amour, Song of Love, here on 99.5 WCRB's In Concert. Well, here are two more songs, this time by the French composer Henri Dupin. First, his atmospheric setting of the poet Baudelaire's L'Invitation au Voyage, Invitation to the Voyage, and then Soupir, Sigh.
Songe à la douceur d'aller là-bas, vivre ensemble, aimer à loisir, aimer et mourir au pays qui te ressemble. Calme et vous.
Two songs by Henri Duparc, Invitation to the Voyage and Soupir, Sigh. Baritone David McFerrin and Sophie Skolnick-Brauer playing the piano here on WCRB in concert with the chamber music ensemble Mistral. I'm Kathy Fuller. This all-French concert is called Love in the Belle Époque. There is a lot of rapturous music that comes from that time of peace and plenty between the world wars. And artistic director Julie Skolnick's aim is to get her audience as close to the music making as possible.
I think you want to be several feet away from fervent musical conversation, you know, and watch the bow hairs flying and watch the expressions on the musicians' faces as they're having this conversation.
Well, if ever there were a fervent conversation, this next piece is it. Gabriel Fauré's second piano quartet. He's known for his elegance and restraint. His famous Pavane and his Requiem are both glowing with a kind of signature serenity. But this is a whole different creature, impassioned and temperamental, brooding. But even with all of its high energy, that serenity reappears. Aaron Copland called the ethereal slow movement intensity on a background of calm. And here to play for a second piano quartet, pianist Alexander Polyakov, violinist Sarita Kwok, violist Stephanie Fong, and cellist Joshua Gordon on WCRB in concert with Mistral.
Thank you. Thank you.
Fauré's Second Piano Quartet, written in 1866, one of his most dramatic, impassioned pieces, played in concert by members of Mistral on WCRB in concert. You heard pianist Alexandra Polikoff, piano, Sarita Kwok, violin, Stephanie Fong, viola, and Joshua Gordon, cello. A concert dedicated to French music, the brainchild of artistic director and flutist Julie Skolnick. Well, this series has been going strong for 20 years now, and all through that time, Julie has managed to find pieces that she loves that can be adapted for the flute, and that generally means taking the violin part. But, she says, it doesn't mean giving up color.
One of the beautiful things that the flute can do, even though we feel that we can't produce the same amount of sound, the flute can produce gorgeous colors, tone colors, meaning that we can make the flute kind of sound like a cool, open clarinet, or how do I describe it? To my students, I call it an ooey sound. It's this kind of hollow, cool sound. We do it down mostly in the lower register. This has completely changed. You can do it in Debussy and, you know, Ravel. And
hollow.
It's a kind of a hollow, beautiful sound.
Here's a piece by Debussy written when he was just a teenager. It's a trio for piano, violin, and cello that was lost for 100 years, finally published in the 1980s. This is the opening movement with pianist Alexandra Polikoff, cellist Joshua Gordon, and flutist Julie Skolnick in concert on WCRB.
Thank you.
The opening movement of Debussy's Trio for Violin, Cello, and Piano. Flutist Julie Skolnick taking the violin part, pianist Alexander Polikoff, and cellist Joshua Gordon. From a concert called Love in the Belle Epoque at St. Paul's Church in Brookline, Massachusetts, from the season's 20th anniversary of the ensemble Mistral. I'm Kathy Fuller. Mistral season continues next weekend with two concerts called Atlantic Crossings, April 8th and 9th. Copland's Appalachian Spring in its original version is on that program, plus Ravel and Johann Strauss II. For more on Mistral, visit us online, classicalwcrb.org. And you'll see our podcast, The Answered Question, there. You'll find my conversation with Julie Skolnick. Thanks to our audio engineer, Antonio Oliart-Rose. Thanks also to Alan McClellan, Kendall Todd, and the executive producer of WCRB In Concert, Brian McCreath. And to Julie Skolnick and Mistral.